There's been an outpouring of grief and solidarity in the Kashmir Valley. Hundreds of people in Rajouri attended the funeral of those killed in two attacks this week. Neighbours have been visiting the Sharma household. Two children were killed in a blast on Monday morning. This was hours after their uncle, Deepak, was gunned down at home. His brother-in-law witnessed the attack.
Two gunmen barged into our house and opened fire on them. One was shot many times. The other was shot, but managed to get out of the house. They kicked him many times to check if he was alive. Thankfully, he is recovering now.
There's growing anger in Indian-administered Kashmir. Some areas in the valley are observing shutdowns. People are demanding more security for religious minorities. There are fears armed conflict may be returning. Kashmir is claimed in full by India and Pakistan, but governed by the two nations in parts. Attacks against civilians were common in Indian-administered Kashmir when armed rebellion against New Delhi's rule was at its peak. The governing BJP has blamed Pakistan for the recent incidents.
Our party is fulfilling its zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. The situation has improved from before. Pakistan is frustrated. It used to send terrorists across the border, but recently we caught a lot of ammunition. So they're trying to ruin the harmony of the region. But our party will finish terrorism here.
Political analysts say the region is seeing a rise in attacks which shouldn't be politicized.
So entire Jammu and Kashmir looks unsafe. So let's not look at it through the prism of communal politics. Or through the communal angle, but unfortunately that is how the things are being looked in India as for the last so many years.
India's counter-terrorism agency is investigating the attacks. The government has deployed more troops in Rajouri, about 155 kilometers south of the largest city of Srinagar, to prevent further attacks. As the victims' families pick up the pieces, they hope they'll get justice. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera.